Oui, je t'ai parlé un peu.
Tu joues, passons.
Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning.
Hi, Ellen.
Oh. Good morning.
Morning, Stephen and Jane.
Morning. He's there. He's just opening his Father's Day present.
Oh.
We forgot.
Morning, Robert. Morning, Jane, Jean, Isa, Margaret, Aaron. Ah, that's who Frost's iPad is. Morning, Ross. Morning, Agnes. Morning, David.
Andy.
Morning, Mary Gemmell, I think.
Certainly, yeah. Hello. Uber done.
No, yet.
Let's start it all.
I like Team Ferguson.
That was from a quiz night.
Ah, very good. Well, good morning, everyone, and a very warm welcome on a wee bit of a dreich day today to our worship service. I have one fairly last-minute intimation. It just popped up in a text message to me. We're all aware that we're missing out on the tremendous social and fundraising events of the coffee mornings and the church shop. And I've had a wonderful offer of an alternative. It's not a real replacement, but an alternative to the church shop. Stuart Coburn, volunteered by Jenny, his wife, has offered to photograph anything that we want to sell, put it on Facebook Marketplace, and all the money raised will go directly to church funds. So if any of you have been tidying out the house and got things set aside that you were going to put to the church shop, contact Stuart and Jenny Coburn. He's just away to work and she's taking him this morning, so she's not with us. If we have a lot of stuff, we might have to store some of it in the church hall. But I just wanted to get the word out there and encourage you all to think what would be saleable to put there. And it'll be a great way of bringing a bit of money into the church funds, which are fairly desperately needing it at the moment. So get your thinking caps, and I need to myself as well start tidying stuff out and think what might sell. But we are here to worship God. God is love, and we are all his beloved children. We can only love one another because he first loved us. And his love is a perfect love, which drives out all fear. And as we'll see during the service today, his love is a love that grows and spreads widely. Made a change this morning. Instead of a psalm to begin the service, we're having a three verses from Isaiah chapter 55, a really beautiful reading in my opinion. Mandy, who's our Bible reader this morning, is going to read the middle verse for us, but I would encourage you to read it out loud at home, even though you're all now muted. As the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return to it without watering the earth and making it bud and flourish, so that it yields seed for the sower and bread for the eater.
So is my word that goes out from my mouth. It will not return to me empty, but will accomplish what I desire and achieve purpose for which I sent it.
You will go out in joy and be led forth in peace. The mountains and hills will burst into song before you, and all the trees of the field will clap their hands. Amen. And we'll sing that hymn at the end of our service. So you've got that to look forward to. But for just now, we're going to listen to the most beautiful hymn that Audrey sent me a link to. It's called Look at the World and written by John Rutter. And it's being conducted by John Rutter in the Cathedral of Our Lady of the Angels. So let's listen to this.
Thank you.
I hope you all enjoyed that as much as I did. Lovely to think that all things are of God. So today we're looking at the parable of the sower. And we've had quite a few young people being sowers for us this week. I think I see a hand up. Was that Jack? Jack's one of them. And Ewan, well done, all of you. So we've got some photographs to show you what our young people have been sowing. This is the first one, and this is the twins, Jennifer and Caroline, and you can see that they've spread the seed in the shape of the letters of their names, as well as various pots with smiley faces on them, and they've got their scarecrows in the background as well. And then I think the next picture, shows us how quickly the cress grew up. So that Jennifer and Caroline are growing in seeds. Great to see seeds growing, isn't it? And here's Kyle. He's on the left, you can see the seeds when he's just sown them. And then on the right, they're all starting to sprout and grow. And I think the children found out what was needed to make things grow. They needed to water them. And here's some very clever growing the cress in eggshells. And I love the faces of the people on the egg cups. They're really sweet, aren't they? And as well as water, of course, they need sunlight. And these two eggshells filled with cress have been taken out to the garden. And they're surrounded by grass. So they're growing in the sunlight. Here's more smiley faces on the tubs, and it's as if it's their hair that's growing, isn't it? You can make little cress people with the cress growing up like their hair. And it's not only the cress that's growing, is it? Here's Lewis and Aaron are, my goodness, I'm not sure whether their hair is growing faster or slower than the cress, but they've got some wonderful faces with heads of cress growing there as well. I think the two of you have been watering your heads as well as your egg cups full of cress seeds. Like all of us, we're all needing a haircut, aren't we?
Definitely.
And here's another smiley face with its hair growing up. The children have been so creative in growing their seeds and learning about things growing. And here is Jack and Ewan's seed growing on their piece of kitchen towel. It's quite amazing that these tiny seeds just need water and sunlight. And then they start sprouting, they produce leaves, and they grow up, and then we can eat them. And lastly, we've got Callan. And you can see that he had also planted his seeds in the letter C for his name. And my goodness, his cress has really sprouted off, hasn't it? And I particularly love his T-shirt. Lockdown ruined my nursery graduation. Oh, poor Callan. But wonderful to see all that they have done in growing their seeds. Did you enjoy it, Jack and Ewan? You'd need to unmute yourselves to reply if you want to speak.
Yes.
Yeah, it's good fun. Wasn't it? They've grew even more since we took the photos, haven't they? Looking good.
Excellent.
Thanks to all the children. Thank you.
Huge thanks to all the children.
Thank you.
And all the leaders who have organised this. It's great to have them involved.
Good fun. Thank you, Elspeth.
And of course, the parable tells us that seeds growing speaks very much to our faith growing as well, and very much about love growing within us, within our hearts and minds. So let's now come before God in prayer. I think we've got a slide for the prayer. Loving, living God, we thank you so much for all our young people. We thank you for all their leaders and for the fun that they have had growing seeds and the joy it has given all of us to see our jigsaw children and to see all that they have been able to do. Lord, we thank you that just as the rain and snow doesn't return to heaven without causing growth on the earth, so your word doesn't come to us without also fulfilling your purpose and growing in our hearts and minds. Lord, we thank you for all the growth that is going on. And we say together the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done. On earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our debts. As we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation. But deliver us from evil, for thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory forever. Amen. Thank you so much. So we've got a wee song now. It's called the Seed Song, and it's got lovely words speaking about how seeds grow and then starting to relate it to how God's word grows in us. Let's listen to the Seed Song.
It's an amazing thing how you watch your garden grow. First you find a seed, and then some fertile ground in which to sow. A gentle hand to plant it, add some sun and water too. Well, the seed must die, but from its death a brand new life comes through in its time. First, not too much happens, least that you and I can see. But there's life just bursting forth inside, shouting out with glee. First a shoot, a blade, an ear, while the crop has now come forth. A brand new life has reached its prime and it's heading for the north in its time. Yes, it is a wonder how you watch your garden grow. Yes, it is a wonder, don't you find? First you take a seed and then you find the place to sow. Yes, it is a wonder, it's your mind. Seed it needs to grow, so we'll find some ground, that is to say your mind in which to sow. A gentle soul will plant it, add some sun and water too. That's words and lots more spirit growing up life in you in your time. Yes, it is a wonder how you watch your garden grow. Yes, it is a wonder. Yes, it is a wonder, don't you find? First you take a seed and find some ground in which to sow. Yes, it is a wonder, it's your mind. Yes, it is a wonder, it's your mind.
A lovely wee song. And I'm delighted that one of the folk who chose this parable as one of their favourites, Ali or Heather, has written a poem about how this relates to her life, and she's now going to read it for us. Over to you, Ali.
Parable of the Sower. Over the years, God has sown many seeds of me. Each time I came closer to discovering who I am, but without a good enough start, it just wasn't to be. Still, he never stopped trying to plant the seed. First, God dropped me into school and told me to go. Once there, I should have made my first friends, but the bullies picked me up, so I never got the chance to grow. Just like the buds did to the seeds that fell on the path. Then God pointed me to stage right in that tiny community centre room. His plan for me there was for my confidence and self-worth to grow, but the opportunity ended too soon. Just as the plants in the shallow soil had its life ended too soon by the sun. After that, God placed me in the queer community where I should have found comfort and belonging, but my mental health strangled that opportunity, just like the thorns did to the plants. Finally, God placed me in the Scripture Union Strama Camp, where I finally found my friends, my confidence, and a sense of belonging. Those friends became my guiding lamp, and I grew up strong, just like the plants in the good soil. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Ali. That was really beautifully written and beautifully read, and a wonderful way of relating this parable to your life to help all of us to do the same. We're now going to come before God in prayer, and I'm using this morning a prayer that I heard just a week or so ago in a group led by Father Vincent Pizzuto. It spoke to me because so much of seeds growing is about them opening and about the skies opening. My goodness, just in the time that we've been online, we've had torrential rain here and now the sun's out again. So this is called, Lord, Lord, open unto me. Let's pray. Open unto me light for my darkness. Open unto me courage for my fear. Open unto me hope for my despair. Open unto me peace for my turmoil. Open unto me joy for my sorrow. Open unto me strength for my weakness. Open unto me wisdom for my confusion. Open unto me forgiveness for my sins. Open unto me tenderness for my toughness. Open unto me love for my hates. Open unto me thyself for myself. Lord, Lord, open unto me. Amen. Now going to invite Mandy to read our gospel reading for us. It's from Matthew chapter 13, and she'll read verses 3-8 and then verses 18-23.
Parable of the Sower. Then he told them many things in parables, saying, a farmer went out to sow his seed. As he was scattering the seed, some fell along the path, and the birds came and ate it up. Some fell on rocky places, where it did not have much soil. It sprang up quickly, because the soil was shallow. But when the sun came up, the plants were scorched, and they withered because they had no root. Other seed fell among thorns, which grew up and choked the plants. Still, other seed fell on good soil, where it produced a crop, 100, 60, or 30 times what was sown. Listen then to what the parable of the sower means. When anyone hears the message about the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what was sown in their heart. This is the seed sown along the path. The seed falling on rocky ground refers to someone who hears the word and at once receives it with joy. But since they have no root, they last only a short time. When trouble or persecution comes because of the word, they quickly fall away. The seed falling among the thorns refers to someone who hears the word, but the worries of this life and the deceitfulness of wealth choke the word, making it unfruitful. But the seed falling on the good soil refers to someone who hears the word and understands it. This is the one who produces a crop, yielding 100, 60, or 30 times what was sown. Amen.
Amen. And may God add his blessing to these readings from his holy word. And thank you, Mandy. I'd just like to share with you now my reflections on this passage. And first of all, what strikes me about this parable is how careless the sower is. Surely he's wasting seed by allowing it to fall anywhere willy-nilly, so that only about 25% of the seed is productive. I don't think farmers would be happy with that percentage. But then I stopped and thought that maybe we are the ones who are in the wrong. Because maybe if this is how God spreads the good news of his love widely and indiscriminately, then perhaps we should follow suit. Now, relax, I'm not advocating that we stand on street corners shouting the gospel to all who pass by. Well, that's been shown over the years to be one of the most effective ways of putting people off, of making them close their ears. But it does suggest to me that, in as gentle a way as possible, we should scatter the word widely to everyone. Whether we think they are stony ground, shallow soil, overgrown with weeds, or good receptive soil. And this again makes me think that we must continue to work at becoming a more and more inclusive church. Then the second thing which struck me is the number of times Jesus refers to using ears. In the second part, his explanation of the parable, he begins, listen. Listen then to what the parable of the sower means. So the use of our ears begins with us. Jesus is effectively saying, pin back your lugs, folks, and focus, really listen. And in general, we're not actually very good at listening, are we? The next time someone is speaking to you, internally stop and just check what's going on in your head. You may well find out that you're actually working out your reply while they're still speaking. Or maybe you're distracted by some other thought, sight, sound, or smell. And if we are distracted, we're not being a good listener. Being a good listener takes practice and involves being silent, both inwardly as well as outwardly. And then Jesus continues to explain what the parable means. The first seeds are the people who hear but don't understand. So I see this as showing us that we have a responsibility both for ourselves to really listen and seek to fully understand, to consider and to synthesize God's word, to find out what it means in our lives. And also that when we're speaking to others, we must think about the words we use, the how we express it, and whether we speak with nothing but love in our hearts. And maybe the most important is how we demonstrate the gospel in our lives so that people want to listen. The second seeds are people who hear and understand, but have no roots, no depth to their understanding. Again, I see this as directing both to us and to others. To us, it's directing us each to find ways of deepening our faith, of sinking our roots deeper each day. And also that we must try and help others to do the same, especially when we meet someone who's really excited about what God's word means in their life. And it's a tricky thing because you don't want to dampen that enthusiasm, but you also want to help them to grow those roots deeper into God's love. The third seeds are those who hear but are so preoccupied with life. And it can be one extreme or the other. They can be preoccupied with worries and fears, doubts and concerns, or can be preoccupied with the abundance of wealth and possessions. I wonder if any of you have ever thought about what you would do if you ever won the lottery. I started to think, well, I guess to dream about this a few years ago, although I confess I've never actually bought a whole ticket. And you know, I discovered I didn't enjoy it. I thought about the nice things that I'd like to buy, but couldn't decide exactly what. And I'd love to give money to charity, but which charities would I support? And how much would I give them? How would I choose? And I realised that the deluge of begging letters that tends to arrive in the manse in December each year would be so much worse and would be all year round. There are lots of ways in which we can become preoccupied with life. But my experience is that seeking first the kingdom of God is way more satisfying. So So we come to the fourth and last seeds, the ones that grow and produce an abundant harvest in the good soil. These are the people who really listen, hear, and understand what God is saying. Their lives are changed by it. They sink deep roots of faith and find endless nourishment and the water of life. And I think we all can be in every category at different times. But I think for me, the best bit is that whether we know it or not, on that occasional day when we are in that fourth category, we are producing more seed. More seed to be scattered widely and indiscriminately. We began by thinking that God's prolific spreading of the seed was wasteful in human terms. But for those of you who like a mathematical touch, let's just think about that for a moment. If those 100 seeds, 100 demonstrations of God's love, are thrown over everyone unconditionally, then about 75 of them will come to nothing, will effectively be wasted. But you see, that 25 that fell on good soil produce a harvest of 30, 60, or 100 times. So let's just suppose that we produced 100 seeds, that 5 of them produced, that out of those 25, 5 of them produced 100 seeds each, 10 of them produced 60, and 10 of them produced 30. That means that from those original 100 seeds, we end up with 1,400. 75 were apparently wasted, yet 1,400 were added. That's God's economy. In yesterday's Lectio 365, we looked at the verse 1 John chapter 4, verse 7b. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. And we heard a quotation from Cornel West, which I think is just lovely. Learn to love. That's it. The rest is not your business. So loving another person with genuine, unconditional love, as Jesus loves us, is sowing the seed. That is spreading the gospel. And as Isaiah told us, God's word will not return to me empty, but will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it. Amen. One of the benefits of having online services is that we have a huge range of music to choose from. It does mean that sometimes the hymn I would like is not available, but I think the benefits outweigh the downsides. So we're now going to listen to a beautiful modern song called 10,000 Reasons by Matt Redman.
worship his holy name. Sing like never before, oh my soul, I worship your holy name. The sun comes up, it's a new day dawn. It's time to sing your song again. Whatever may pass and whatever lies before me, let me be singing when the evening comes. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul, worship his holy name.
We come before God in prayer. Loving, living God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, Creator, Redeemer, Sustainer, you are the Alpha and the Omega, one God, and you are love. We thank you for the amazing gifts you give us. The Bible, so full of stories that help us grow in faith, full of seeds that are sown in us and which we can share with others. We thank you for the wonders of creation, for all the signs of growth all around us, for the lessons we can learn from nature And most of all, we thank you that you so love every one of us, that you gave your only Son, Jesus, for us, not to condemn us, but to save us all. And that gift means we can all have an intimate, loving relationship with you. We can speak to you about anything and everything, because nothing can ever change your love for us. Lord, we treasure this relationship and the communication it includes, which we call prayer. So we now bring before you all those people and situations which are burdening our hearts and minds today. There are families who are separated. There are families who are grieving. There are families who are struggling financially. Let's each one of us lift up the prayer that is weighing most heavily on us today. Now, Lord, we lay them all before you, and we leave them there, trusting in your unending mercy. Lord, we thank you that now, released from our worries and concerns, our fears and doubts, we can go out with joy, and you will lead us forth in peace. Amen. I think we all know this hymn, so we can sing along to it.
Come on, let's celebrate.
You shall go out with joy and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills will break forth before you. There'll be shouts of joy, and all the trees of the field will clap their hands. And all the trees of the field will clap their hands. The trees of the field will clap their hands. The trees of the field will clap their hands. And you'll go out with joy. You shall go out with joy and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills will break forth before you. There'll be shouts of joy, and all the trees of the field will clap their hands. And all the trees of the field will clap their hands. The trees of the field will clap their hands. The trees of the field will clap their hands. And you'll go out with joy.
Faster.
And all the trees of the field will clap their hands.
Clap.
The trees of the field will clap their hands.
Come on.
The trees of the field will clap their hands. And you'll go out with joy. And you'll go out with joy.
Joy. Yeah.
Wonderful. Nice to see folk clapping along there. Thank you. So now, as we go out into the week ahead, let's know that whether we're having a good day or a bad day, some of the time, God's word, God's love is growing in our hearts and scattering its seed to those around us. And may the blessing of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit rest and remain upon each and every one of us, today and forevermore. Amen. Thank you all so much for joining our worship. I'm going to attempt to put you into small groups, into breakout rooms now, so that you can have a chat as if we were around the coffee table. It's going to take me a few minutes because I'm going to try and get the youngsters together. But please bear with me. Just chat amongst yourselves.